be very quick because we're running out of time. I think that Lyubka mentioned maybe the most important word that can conclude everything, that is collaboration. Without collaboration and communication, conversations that are done between different stakeholders, I think that we can't do anything. Looking from the part of the government, all from the point of the companies that are there, I think that the advancement of technological innovation definitely influences the ecological environment, and vice versa. We can't manage the ecological environment without some technological innovation. So they are cross-cutting all the time, and we have to think about that all the time. The things that we are doing in Montenegro, for example, are that we are trying to find the ways to make collaboration and to make different stakeholders to collaborate in order to prepare some good responses to the topics that are important for the green innovation. Like at the beginning, Angel mentioned in this really very interesting report, I'm eager to read it because you mentioned few points that are really very important. For example, we need strong policy responses, and we are really trying. We have, for example, in Montenegro, good preconditions, but we didn't use any of that before we managed to see that we need a really strong policy response to that. Also, when we tried to implement this program that I mentioned in my first intervention about encouraging innovations in energy efficiency in industry, the biggest challenge that we faced was actually aligning innovation strategy, industry strategy, and digital and economic strategy. The problem that we faced was that, so without that collaboration with different stakeholders, we can't make anything. Also, we are very well aware of that, that in the process of delivering innovation in any segment, and also in this one, it is very important to involve stakeholders, different stakeholders from really different parts of the science or innovation. So, like, I think that Filippo mentioned that you can't do it alone and you can't do it locally. So we are also making, for example, some program lines that support collaboration between academia and business. And for example, we gave one good grant for a company called Barska Uljara that is producing olive oil, and they made cooperation with the biotechnical faculty from the university, State University in Montenegro, in order to use waste of the olives when they are producing the oil in order to make a pellet out of it. So supporting those kind of circular economy projects, I think, can help us in order to promote and to gather finances for the other projects that are similar to that. And we saw, for example, this year that all the other olive producers in Montenegro were looking up for the programs that we have. They are interested in that, how they can use those support lines in order to make their production more sustainable. So I think that we need a lot of finances, but also we need a lot of talk about it, raising awareness about those topics, making innovation culture more adaptive and more knowledgeable about those topics, and we can do it only if we collaborate, like Lyubka mentioned, all together.